something.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Attack on Titan, a coordinate podcast. Off to a flying start here, people, getting it all over the shop. Oh yes. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It's me, it's Bill. I'm feeling better. I know Tyler said that I was just being a wimp and I just wanted to get out of the fact it was a talking episode. And yeah, he was right. Now, unfortunately, being a dad of two small children, they get colds and lots of things like that. And unfortunately, they transcend down to me, and I'd had a terrible couple of nights' sleep. My voice was all sore and croaky, and I just thought it best that I don't suffer you people with that. So, anyway, yes, here we are. We're back with Attack on Titan, and this episode, I believe, is called Pride. No, it's called Traitor. I'm so far behind in my episodes. But it's okay. Well, one day I'll make a good podcaster. I promise. I promise you people. But yeah, I'm not sure if I've got much to talk about from before, but we'll get straight into the episode, shall we? So we open up with Honji and McGrath. I think it's McGrath. I'm going to call him McGrath from now on. But, you know, the commander of the Malian army. And they're surveying the port, which we were told they were going to last time, to try and steal some sort of aeroplane, which has got a ridiculous name called the Azimimimbo. And they keep saying it over and over again, the Azimabombum and the Azimarubla, something like that. And, yeah, they want to steal this thing. But they want to do it with as little bloodshed as possible. And, yep, I'm probably going to say most of this episode is utterly pointless. Sorry, Tyler, it's true. But yeah, because we start off with the commander and Hanji, and they're trying to sort of survey the area and see what's going on. And then it flicks down to you basically got two sides talking to each other. You got Reiner, Annie, and PK Fire, chatting to Armin, Connie, Mikasa, and Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation. There's a great episode of Star Trek Next Generation, Season 3, Episode 18, I believe, and you get to see Mr. Picard in some rather revealing garments. So, yep, spoilers if you haven't seen that. Tyler, you'll have to watch it one day. It's a great episode. But yes, they're all sort of, you know, side by side. And off to the side as well, you've got Ongamagpong or something, and the other one whose name I also can't say, Yolanda, you know the two Malians who weren't Malians but are Malians, but yeah, they're all sort of having a bit of back and forth about, you know, should you have to fight, you know, because the Aegrists are technically your mates, you know, they've all gone bonkers. But they're your mates, you know. And I say, you know, you'd think, what would you do in that situation if you were in, say, the Scouts and you've been fighting all your life against the Titans, you finally won that battle and cleared your island, and then you find out about the Malian threat and all that sort of stuff, and then the Malians attack you, and then someone turns into a gigantic weird rib cage, floats off through the sky, and says it's going to wipe out the rest of the world but leave you alive. How would you react? Would you be like, yes, giant ribcage with a weird butt, I will follow you to the end of time? Or would you be like, genocide? Really? Is that the answer? Yeah, because that's what everyone's trying to do to us. Yeah, genocide? Yeah, no. Genocide, by the way, is never the answer. And I know certain political leaders listen to this. Just so you know, genocide is never the answer. But yeah, it's just kind of like a pointless conversation they're all having, really. You know, why bother? You know, it's like, you guys shouldn't have to fight because they're your friends. And it's just like, you guys shouldn't have to fight because you're yours. It's like, we're here to save people. And it's just like, oh man, this back and forth is real filler. It's real, real filler. It's just like, they don't need to have this sort of tense moment. I don't really think it builds anything more on top of what we've got. Because yeah, Annie's like, yeah, you guys shouldn't be expected to help in this operation, and, you know, and you shouldn't be expected to make that choice in the first place. The only bit I liked was when she said, if you were in our position, you probably wouldn't have broken the wall. She's like, no, because they lived fucking inside it. Why would they want to break it? But then that gives Reiner this little moment where he has a flashback to Erin saying, in the end, you and I are the same. And Reiner's like, is that what you meant? Like, Reiner was willing to smash the wall and basically write a death sentence for thousands and thousands of people. And Eren is willing to do the same. But is he? Is he? I still feel like it's going to be a plot twist in that later on. But we will one day find out. Today is not that day. But yeah, it's kind of like they sort of say, yeah, well, we can't just watch you slaughter our friends. You know, that's just as bad. McGrath and the one-eyed monster, Honji, they slide down the walls and they're like, hey, you know what? Things have changed. We've got to hurry up. There's loads of steam coming out the sea. Oh, yes, someone's left a big steamer in there. Nope, the Titans are crossing the sea. So as per Tyler's things earlier, we still don't know how they crossed the sea. Because there's too much steam to actually see. Are they big enough? Do they come out the top? Or are they just walking under the water? It seems to me they would be walking under the water and all that steam's just coming off. Because they don't need to breathe. You know, I'm sure this has been shown at some point. But McGrath, in his rage and anger, just holds Yolanda down one hand, stands on her arm, and is just like, tell me where she's gone. Tell me where Eren's going. Who do you work for? And he's just like, he's got pure psycho-wise. And he's like, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you. Yeah, Yolanda being, you know, an evangelicist person, weird psychopath that she is just like, don't worry, I want you to take me with you. I want to see what he's going to do in the end. She's like, God, she's proper gone in the head, like snap, boom, out of it, Django Chango. And yeah, then there's this weird moment where Gabby's sort of coming back into the area with Falco, and McGrath looks at her. And I really wonder, like, is McGrath somehow like Gabby's dad or uncle or something? And have I missed that? I don't think I have, but it's just like, yeah, he kind of gets this weird sort of moment where he suddenly sort of sobers up almost, and then he's just like, Armin, Mikasa, Jean-Luc Picard. And the other guy, yeah, you weirdo who brushes your mum's Titan teeth. It's disgusting the way I treated you guys the other day. You know, I shouldn't have done it, shouldn't I? Shouldn't have been a dick. But I was a dick. And then he bows really low, you know, really, really low. Bends double over to be like, I'm so sorry. You guys are not to blame for this. And, you know, Marley isn't to blame either. None of us should be responsible for the sins of our past, you know, of our ancestors. We should be just responsible for ourselves. And he also apologises to Peek, Reiner and Annie, who are just like, you know, you shouldn't endure the world's hatred upon yourselves. But it's our duty to remember this stupid blood-stained history, as he puts it. And, yeah, there's a bit where Yolanda looks like she's crying from this speech. And, yeah, it's just like, yeah, we get it, you know. Genocide's bad. You've both acted like absolute penises, which is always the way, you know. Both sides acting like penises, and you shouldn't really be doing what you're doing. You should just be nice to each other. And then we flicked Flotch. Good old Flotch. He's also gone snap-o bongos in the head-o. So good job he's in charge of a big, huge military operation. Probably be the only one left in the world soon. And yeah, he's threatening the lady from Shuizo, I think it is. Something along those lines. He's threatening her and her engineers, sort of killing them off one by one, saying, hey, can you make this flying boat work? The Azmaril? I think that's a Pokemon. can you make the Pokemon work? And she's like, no, I haven't brought my cards with me, unfortunately. He ends up putting a gun to her head, at which point Armin turns up. And he's just like, Flotch! Wait there, man! Flotch! Flotch! I've been chasing the Tight Carton! Why didn't you chase after her? You left it to me! I'm supposed to be in charge of fucking military planning or some shit. And you fucking left me chasing after the car, Titan! Her and Reiner have escaped into the sea. I need to get the Azumarubalo into the air. Quick, get the engineers down here. And Flotch is like, what? And then Armin just like, basically just, him and Connie just run off to the boat, the flying boat thing, where they meet Chaz and Dave. It's not Chaz and Dave. I wish it was Chaz and Dave. But it's not, sadly. I don't remember. I know it's terrible of me because I'm terrible at remembering everything, but I don't remember who Chaz and Dave are. You know, I'm sure it's not Chaz and Dave. but yeah, I don't remember these guys. Oh, it's Daz and Samuel. That's it. Daz and Samuel. I'm just going to call them Chaz and Dave. It sounds better. So yeah, Chaz and Dave, filler for this bit, are standing there and they're kind of guarding the boat and there's all dynamite over it. And they're like, oh, we heard that you guys were kind of traitors. And they're just like standing there, gritted teeth, smiling, wide eyes, like, no, we're not traitors. We're not trying to stop Erin. Can you please take the dynamo off the boat so we can escape without any bloodshed? And it's just like, both sides is like so tense. Like, yeah, you're definitely traitors. He's like, no, we're definitely not traitors. Like, no, you definitely are traitors. No, you're definitely not traitors. I don't know why my voice has gone like this. I sound like an old lady. But yeah, it's just really sort of funny and tense at the same time. They've done a really, really good job with this scene with Chaz and Dave and Armin and Connie. And yeah, Armin and Connie somehow managed to convince these two absolute morons, Chaz and Dave, that they're not traitors and they should take the explosives off the boat. I mean, alarm bells are ringing. You know, you've been told that they've possibly switched sides and they might come up to try and take the boat. And so they've come up to try and take the boat and told you to take the explosives off. And go, nah, we're not traitors. And so Chaz, old Chazzy boy, then bends over and starts taking all the dynamite off. And it's just like, what is going on? but at which point, you know, we kind of flip back to Flotch, who's walking back and forth, thinking, Flotch has worked it out. He knows this is bullshit. And so he's about to shoot a bunch of engineers so that they can't actually go and help fly this flying boat thing. And the Shizu Lazy jumps up and kicks the crap out of Flotch. Flotch is having such a bad time with being beaten up by people. Meeks have beat him up before. And yeah, it's just like, it just seems like every time he's about to get the upper hand, someone gives him a good old slapping, which is good. We like a good old slapping. And at this point of a slapping, you know, sometimes I like to get slapped up with a little bit of alcohol. Well, you know, get a bit of slap on my face, go out, have a drink. So I'll just leave you over here with Tyler for a quick message about how you should drink safely. Oh yes, and welcome back, people. So yeah, you know, Flotch has just been beaten up by this this old politician lady. I say old. She looks like she's probably about her sort of 30s or 40s, but you know, this is anime old. She's basically close to the grave at this point. And then Mikasa, the angel of my favourite angel of death, flies in through the window and gives him another kick in and then kills a bunch of people. It's just like, oh shit, it's all fouled and it all starts kicking off. These people come into the room, they're all pointing guns about. Mikasa just kicks the shit out of them. They run downstairs. McGrath's there with the other ones, Gabby and all that lot, and they start rescuing these people and taking them down to the basement because they're throwing thunder spears in. I mean, like, Flotch, yeah, I like the bit where Flotch sort of just fires his gun randomly and just flies out the window. Like, oh, everyone, Mikasa, Armin, Connie, they've betrayed LDR, kill them all. You gotta kill them all. And then, yeah, at this point, they hold out, Chaz and Dave actually then hold Connie and Armin at gunpoint. And then he shoots Connie, no, not Connie, he shoots Armin in the face. This is like, I know it's harsh, like the guy should be shot in the face, but come on, sure, be a bit more manly about it, will you, Armin? Get up, man. But yeah, it's pretty cool. So they managed to rescue the Shizu lady and all of her, and some of her, at least a handful of her engineers, and get them down to sort of the basement area. McGrath and everyone, they're trying to get to the Azumi Bibibato. Azuma Bumblebee, and they just get him to a safe point. And she's just like, we're just like held up down here like rats. How are we going to get out? He's like, look, as long as we're safe down here, that gives the people up there some room to manoeuvre. And who shows up? Oh, yeah, it's bloody wiener-ass Reiner and and good old Annie. So we haven't seen Annie transform into a Titan forever. And yeah, she transforms into the female Titan and they just start killing people who are near them or threatening to go get Thunder Spears. He's like, let's go get the Thunder Spear. So Annie runs after him, kicks him into the sea. Punt! Ooh, touchdown! And yeah, at this point, Connie gets into a fight with Samuel, who's holding him at gunpoint. Dave. Yeah, Dave. He gets into a fight with Dave. And they're wrestling on the floor with the gun. Chaz is trying to put the explosives back on. Armin gets up, blood pouring out of his mouth. Obviously, his Titan abilities are healing him, keeping him alive. And he falls on him, and then he holds a gun to Armin's head. You know, that's going to be death to Armin. And yeah, Connie just absolutely explodes with rage. There's this weird like flashback again. I think it's to when they're talking to Chaz and Dave, maybe when they were younger folks in the cadets. I don't particularly remember the guy, but yeah, Connie's just like, he's like, someone has to do it. Like this flashback, like someone has to do this thing. Someone has to do it. And then Connie shoots Dave in the head. No, he shoots Chaz. Yeah, he shoots Chaz, who's holding the gun to Armin's head. Chaz falls into the water, and then he just turns around and blasts Dave's brains into the floor, crying his eyes out. It's clearly the emotion is getting to him. You know, he's like, "You are my friends," but then he blows them away. Because he's got no choice. Someone has to stain their hands with blood to save the world. And it's really, really hard hitting. Good old classic Attack on Titan. You know, not quite as good as the early days where people just got eaten willy nilly by Titans. You know, we still haven't quite got back to that pure horrific bloodshed. But this is gripping with Connie, and he's so emotional, just crying his eyes out. And then boom, the window comes up. To be continued. Yes, next week's episode is called Retrospective, and you will be happy to know that you won't have me for that episode. It'll be Tyler. He'll be back, and he will talk a lot more sense than I will, and he will actually remember things that happen. He will, I promise you. He's good at things like that. He's really, really good. Anyway, I'm just gonna reach on down and just check in the Titan ball bag. Oh god damn it. It's disgusting, this ball bag. Tyler, you were supposed to clean it out. You were supposed to clean this out last week. Why is there a dead cat in here? Oh god damn it. So, not so much as a question, but just some things that have come in on the Discord. There was a question about the hardening abilities. Can Annie still... So, yeah, this is from Sarah Finquito. I'm probably saying it wrong because I say everything wrong. But, yes, can Annie still harden parts of her body, or is that ability gone? Now, I assumed it would be gone, but when Reiner popped out in his armor Titan form, he still had his armor, despite the fact it had melted when Erin melted the wall. So I assume they've still got that moulding ability come down from the moulding titan. Bill knows about the moulding titan. Questions on a postcard. What the fuck is the moulding titan and how do I know about him? I don't know. And I think that's it for this week. Yeah, I think that's the only question on this week's episode. But yeah, it was good. It was a good episode. It was all right. You know, next week's episode, retrospective. Again, with Tyler. Let me close up the ball bag. Yeah, I'll leave that cat in there. I'm pretty sure it's one of Tyler's. He'll be missing it. There we go. Let's slap the FedEx label on. There we go. To Dead End Place in Florida. Yep, there we go. And yeah, so enjoy that. And yeah, that's it from me. That's it from Attack on Titan. Remember, you can join our Discord. It's actually our network's Discord, which is the We Can Make This Work Properly Network. You'll find links in the description. Come join us there. We've actually got a few people in there now dedicated to the Coordinate podcast, which is really nice to have people in there. We have spoiler channels for the subs and the dubs, so it doesn't matter which one you want. Or which one you're watching, you can join in with us. And yeah, that's where you can ask questions that we will put in the ball bag. So, yep, come join in there. You can reach us at coordinatepod@gmail.com or at Twitter at coordinatepod. And do whatever you want. It's all up to you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. You know, it's up to you. Yeah, just do me a favour. Don't get eaten by Titans. That almost sounded good. All right, guys. Love you lots. Bye.